Kia ora koutou, welcome to this time of evening prayer. Wherever you are and whatever your journey, you are welcome here as part of our family prayer. I'm not sure how things are where you are, but here in Palmerston North, it's been a day of steady rain. I've been rejoicing for our farmers and enjoying the peace of being inside and listening to the rain, but also thinking of parents and children stuck inside all day. I hope you've had a chance to do good things together. I thought we might mix things up a little today. I'm trying to think of how we might establish a pattern for each week, and I thought perhaps on Saturdays we might have a poem instead of a Bible reading. So we will try that today, and you can let me know whether you think this is a good idea or not. And so our call to worship. Et whānau, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God, who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Let us be at peace within ourselves. Let us accept that we are profoundly loved and need never be afraid. Let us be aware of the source of being that is common to us all and to all living creatures. My brothers and sisters, let us be filled with the presence of the great compassion towards ourselves and towards all living beings. Realizing that we are all nourished from the same source of life, may we so live that others are not deprived of air, food, water, shelter, or the chance to live. Let us pray that we ourselves cease to be a cause of suffering to one another. With humility, let us pray for the establishment of peace in our hearts and on the earth. May God kindle in us the fire of love to bring us alive and give warmth to the world. Holy God, we pray that during this time of trial, we may find ourselves more deeply in you. Increase and strengthen our faith. And we pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So the poem I've chosen today is one that I know well because I have it on my notice board at work. I printed it out as a reminder that I needed to rein in my task-focused impatience. Now, in this time of Sabbath, it has never felt more relevant. So the poem I've chosen is Judith Hill's Wage Peace, A Charter for Compassion. Here it is. Wage peace with your breath. Breathe in firemen and rubble. Breathe out whole buildings and flocks of red-winged blackbirds. Breathe in terrorists and breathe out sleeping children and freshly mown fields. Breathe in confusion and breathe out maple trees. Breathe in the fallen and breathe out lifelong friendships intact. Wage peace with your listening. Hearing sirens, pray loud. Remember your tools, flower seeds, clothes pegs, clean rivers. Make soup, play music, memorize the words for thank you in three languages. Learn to knit and make a hat. Think of chaos as dancing raspberries. Imagine grief as the outbreath of beauty or the gesture of fish. Swim for the other side. Wage peace. Never has the world seemed so fresh and precious. Have a cup of tea and rejoice. Act as if armistice has already arrived. celebrate today. I chose this poem today because I know that this enforced Sabbath can feel anything but easy. We're so used to being in control of our lives. We are used to measuring our worth by the jobs we get done or by how busy we are. I know that some of us are still busy trying to juggle work and family. But for many of us, now we must rest. And that's hard because, again, for many of us, we're worried by so many things at this time. Illness, or the potential of illness, our jobs, our businesses, our mortgages, our extended family. And we can do very little to manage these anxieties. But what this poem reminds us is that resting and all the things we are doing right now, whether it is working from home or knitting or doing overdue home maintenance, looking after children, clearing out cupboards, walking, reading, chatting online, praying, they are the work that the Lord is inviting us into right now. This is all he asks of us. In our own homes, we are doing the Lord's work. So, even in the midst of all that we're feeling, let's celebrate today. And now, let us act on the words of the poem. Let's breathe out peace and pray for our world. At the end of each prayer, I will say, Lord, bring peace to the world. And then we will say together, Lord, bring us your peace. Heavenly Father, creator of all things, we pray for peace. We pray that in this strange and troubled time, all wars may cease across your beautiful world. We pray that in the face of illness, soldiers may lay down arms and peace treaties be signed. We pray especially at this time for places that have been devastated by war, for Syria, Afghanistan, Yemen. We pray for the casualties of war, for children who have lost parents through conflict, for the wounded, for everyone in refugee camps across the world. Lord, in the face of all that they have suffered, may they be protected now by your love. You can do anything, so we place them all in your hands. Lord, bring peace to the world. Lord, bring us your peace. Eternal God, we pray for peace. We pray that in this strange and troubled time, broken friendships may heal. We pray that children who are estranged from their parents may reach out. We pray that warring partners may come together in some way for the sake of their families. We pray that you will heal our own relationships, whether that be with family or friends. Give us the courage to make peace. You are the Lord with the power to make the heavens and the earth. Heal that which is broken, we pray. Lord, bring peace to the world. Lord, bring us your peace. Lord, of all that is good, we pray for peace. We pray for peace in our households. We pray for peace in our hearts. Give us strength enough to manage the cares of the day. Heal us of our need to be in control. Heal us of the need to be busy. Fill our hearts with acceptance and trust. Lord, bring peace to the world. Lord, bring us your peace. And so we lift before the Lord all those we love, our church family, and all who are praying with us today. Please join me in praying the Lord's Prayer using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so may the God of peace lead us as individuals and as a community from darkness to light, from falsehood to truth. May he lead us from doubt to hope, from anger to love, from war to peace. Let peace fill our hearts, our world, our universe, this day and forever. Amen. God bless everyone. I'm hoping that in recording this, the noise of the rain against the window won't be too distracting for you. I see that we have rain forecast here for the next couple of days, so let's keep our families, parents and young children in our prayers. I've been telling my girls that it's time to bring out old-fashioned pleasures of like walking in the rain and jumping in puddles, and that you can be any age for those pursuits, but they are not at all convinced. I think they're most worried about the embarrassing prospect of watching their mother jumping in puddles. Tomorrow we will have a somewhat different service. I'm going to take us through a service of night prayer from the Anglican Prayer Book. It's a really beautiful service, so I hope you can join us. Good night, everyone, and God bless.